Foodie Films is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage Club related, head on over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me. Hey there, foodie fans, and welcome back to another episode of Foodie Films. Of course, this is your host, your chef de cinema cuisine, Kyle Reinfried. What's going on? What's happening? How are you? Another year has passed. Not the Foodie Films year. The anniversary's coming up of starting the podcast in August, but no, another year has passed of my life. I'm now 32. I'm well into my early 30s. And I think I wear 32 pretty well. Did a little bar crawl, more of a bar hop. I had like 5 bars planned, but ended up doing 3 of them. But, you know, it was just a great time. Hung out with people I love. And, you know, it was great. You know, some people were there a little earlier. Some people showed up later. And I just love when it's all like different groups of friends, like, you know, college, high school, and just new people meeting. And so it was a great time. What else is new with me? Oh, The Chef Show. Are you guys watching it? Netflix's The Chef Show. Chef Roy Choi, director, actor, writer, Jon Favreau, reteaming. You know, because Chef Roy Choi was the, I don't want to just call him the food style. He was like Jon Favreau's sensei for the movie Chef, and just always there. And, you know, they show the, in the credits, him teaching him about the grilled cheese and just keep it moving, and this is the only thing that's going on in your life. Just a little moment like that. Even it seems like me and good old Billy Burr have something in common, that we were fascinated by that. And Bill Burr guests on the first episode. It's a really cool show. It's a no-frills, like, cooking show, which I love. It's all about the food, but it's very creative. No frills isn't meant to be an insult. They do a really cool stop motion thing in the food truck that shows you the breakdown of the components that are in the dish, and they really get to talk when they go on location to a restaurant. You really get to know, like, the head chef there, or the owner, and the staff, and just, you know, really get a sense for what the cooking world is all about. And I love the dynamic between Chef Roy Choi and Jon Favreau, just like the master and the apprentice. But, you know, Jon Favreau, first and foremost, is a filmmaker, and Chef Roy Choi, obviously, a chef. But I love seeing them interested in both one another's fields, from, you know, Roy with the movies and Jon Favreau clearly with the world of food. So just a lot of good stuff, you know, since the last time I spoke to you. I'm getting ready to go. There'll be other episodes before then, but I'm doing Europe this summer. Probably mentioned that before. I can't remember anything. That's what happens when you get older. You do start forgetting more and more. But this episode, I didn't forget this episode. This episode, I recorded a little while ago, and, you know, we did the license plate guy episode, and since that was for a charity, I wanted to, you know, play that one before, because it already happened. That was a really cool event. Foodie Films is now Foodie Films Media Specialists. That's like I'm taking the next step and doing, you know, bringing my video production expertise to this and starting a company. So we filmed this New York Giants charity event up at where the Rockland Boulders play in Pomona, New York. But anyway, I recorded with Don Del Russo a little while ago, and it's a fun movie. We talked Bridesmaids. Bridesmaids, you're like, oh, that's a wedding movie. It's a food movie. Annie, the Kristen Wiig's character, she's a baker, and that's hit a rough patch and had to close her bakery. There's a lot of food scenes, and Dawn is just a delight. I'd known about her. Her sister and my friend are together, and they said, "You two gotta meet. You gotta, Dawn is involved in fashion and food and just everything that's, cool and hip right now." And I just figured this would be a fun movie to talk with her. And sure enough, your old chef de cinema cuisine was correctamundo. And we, it's not just the movie. You're gonna hear us talk. We gab for a while. I feel we mentioned Sex in the City at one point. I wonder who I am. Who do you guys think I am? Am I don't even know all their names. Am I a Miranda? Am I a Sarah Jessica Parker? I don't even remember what's her name on it. Am I the one that played Ellen? Eleanor Del, Del, De, how do you say that? Eleanor Roosevelt. I was trying to say Delano, but that's his middle name, right? Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Anyway, that one, or the one that's in that movie, Couples Retreat with Jon Favreau. Full circle, Jon Favreau. I know that I know that. I hate that I know that she's in that, but I can't. Her name's Kristen something, right? The brunette, who I think is the most attractive on that show, but I'm not trying to talk about that. Here we go. Here's the episode with Miss Dawn Del Russo. Dawn is just like such a pleasure to meet you. Finally, we've heard things about one another for a while because, well, we'll just, I mean, your sister and my friend. They are together, and they, yeah, and you are an aunt.
Yes, it's so exciting. I never realized how like fun it would be, and they have like the cutest baby ever.
I know. I haven't seen she, like I see. I met her once, and when she was very, very young, and now I see pictures, and I'm like, she's a completely different.
So cute.
Yeah, I have a niece. She was born in August, and Eliana was born in
November.
November. Yeah, I know it was, around then.
It's so wild.
It's, yeah, and they're just, and yeah, my niece is 9 months now.
Oh, so she's
And
getting
she,
to like the good stage,
yeah, she's
like.
going mum, 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 and all that, and I just love playing
They're so
peekaboo,
much
and
fun.
yeah.
I go there, I'm like, I can't believe I'm having this much fun. Baby. It's
Yeah,
awesome.
and she's like eating solid foods
I was just gonna say,
now,
I
and
can't wait to feed her.
yeah.
I'm like every day, I'm like, Denise. Is it time? Like, can I start making stuff? Are we ready yet? So, pretty soon.
Well, for the listeners out there, why don't you tell them who you are and what you do? I mean, we I mean, I can say that you're an author, you're an on air TV style expert. I mean, your book is called, I don't want to get this wrong,
Super long title.
101 Dalmatian, no, 101 Glam Girl Ways to an Ultra Chic
You got
Lifestyle.
it.
I'm
It's
very happy I didn't
perfect.
say chicken
I
for
know.
chic. That's like always the,
I was
yeah.
waiting for it.
Yeah, the Ultra Chic Lifestyle. Yeah, that's my book. I'm
It's
taking
like
your,
90% of the
yeah,
time
I'm
that
taking your book title, and I'm just adding a K
one.
to it, and that's,
That's
yeah.
it. Which is cool because that book I did a long time ago. Well, not
Okay.
long, 2009. Because I wanted to like encompass everything.
Yeah.
And I love the glamorous kind of lifestyle. I'm into fashion. It's my career and beauty and all that. But it also is like a little, it's a tip book for adults on just like how to incorporate all the best things into life, but in really simple ways. And it breaks it down even to like drinking eight glasses of water a day, taking your vitamins, what's your beauty routine, how do you dress, do you put heels on, all that kind of stuff. So it was just a fun little
What
book I
tips do
put
you have for
together.
me when I put my heels
Don't
Surprise, I
fall.
actually do own a
Don't
pair of
fall.
heels,
Do
size
you? Oh
14.
my, how'd you even find them?
Globe Shoes on Route 17 in
Oh, okay.
Paramus, New Jersey.
Good.
I was once in a drag
You
competition,
had to
and I
have them.
wanted
You
to,
needed the
yeah,
heels.
I did. I did. I got a French manicure and everything.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you walk in them?
I did.
And
I
it
did a
was.
little dance number too. Came in first place,
Wow!
$100 to the
Impressive.
Olive Garden, no big deal. Took a girl,
Impressive.
pretty big deal. Yeah.
I mean, just
$100 to the Olive Garden
you
feeds
could
the
probably get a lot.
world because of the limit,
I would bet.
unlimited breadsticks and
Yeah.
salad.
You could see you're still going,
So,
Nice.
what made you want to get into this world of just, I mean, obviously social media helps too. Was, yeah. You know, what was the initial step?
So when I first started, it'll like show my age so much, but I opened a boutique, an mm-hmm. actual brick and mortar boutique. I was selling clothing and stuff, and I wanted to feature those brands on TV. And there wasn't a lot of social media happening. I mm-hmm. really wish there was. At the time, it was like 2004. So it was like, you know, Facebook, all yeah. stuff was kind of like not quite there yet.
Yeah,
MySpace.
Facebook. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was
MySpace.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, there weren't brands. It wasn't a brand thing. So that's how I got started. And having the stuff that I sold, I was able to kind of pitch ideas to TV producers and magazines, okay. editors. It was a grind. It didn't just happen like fast. It was years of doing it. I'd say like right around 2007, 2008 is when I got the first, I got the first big magazines like In Style and Cosmo. And then I started doing real TV, like Good Day New York. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, Access Hollywood Live and Extra and all the, yeah. the bigger shows.
How did that initially feel being on camera like that?
I loved it.
Yeah?
I was like, I was
awesome.
All about it. That's actually what made me transition fully to working with brands and just doing
okay.
that exclusively
yeah.
with them. Was because I really had so much fun being on camera, getting to talk about things that I loved, and then seeing the excitement in the brands. It's awesome. I did a
sure.
segment last week, and I had a couple of newer brands on that that aren't so out there. And they were so happy and appreciative, and they were like, just like their excitement, I felt again.
Yeah.
I was like, I remember what that feeling felt like when you see your first thing on TV. So it was awesome. Awesome to do. And then I kind of was able to slowly branch out because I did a lot of fashion and beauty. And anytime there were like gift segments,
mm-hmm.
I would start to incorporate more lifestyle. Food was always part of my life.
Yes.
Privately.
We'll
you
put
know,
this
at
out
home.
There. You are Italian.
Exactly.
Are you an Italian princess?
I mean, I wouldn't say it, but I probably, if you ask the color. Okay, let's just say
you're
this.
Italian, you're from Jersey.
My store that I got, that I closed the doors of,
okay.
I moved into the building that we're in.
Yes.
And this is my dad's office.
So, okay, we're
just a little
yeah. The ball of mozzarella is unwinding.
Yeah. So he had this little space. I said, "Can I have that? Because I don't want my stuff at home." Yeah. So basically, evolved into right now and working with a ton of brands on TV and getting to talk about them every day. So I love
awesome.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And as far as food, I mean, you have a couple of different Instagrams. I don't want to. I'm gonna say La Dolce, and then how do you?
Coco.
Coco.
Yeah. And which is, okay, so that's the proper term.
Okay.
But if I was talking about it in a feminine sense, it would have been with an A at the end because everybody asks that.
Yes.
But I didn't want to specify.
Ah,
I wanted
gender neutral.
Yes. I didn't want
to.
You know, even in Italian, we are.
Or I guess for unisex, right?
Yeah,
that's a bit,
exactly.
That's a bit,
if that's
you
even
know.
Allowed. I don't know. They
sure.
probably would be mad at me if I
yeah.
said that, but it's fine. I've always loved cooking. I've been obsessed with cooking. It's like my thing I do. And I would always tell everyone, like, I'd go home from work after the longest day at 9 o'clock and make a huge meal.
Yeah.
Whether it's for my set, like anyone, like I just love it. And I started because of social media on my Instagram over the past like couple of years. I would just like record the videos of me cooking.
Yeah.
No big
Why
deal.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine, who's now like a partner in a restaurant venture that we're doing, not
yeah.
opening a restaurant, but we're working with restaurants.
Okay.
He said to me last year, he's like, I don't understand why you don't just create an Instagram and just like put all your, you have all these cool pictures,
yeah.
you know, you love cooking. Why don't you just put it out there? I'm like, you know what? I'll do it. It sounds good. It'll be
yeah.
fun. I love it. I hate to say that I love it more than fashion, but like I feel like I'm
I mean,
right.
it's food. How I do mean, you know?
It is. And it's like, you know, I like going to new restaurants, and anytime I'm, you know, take a vacation, the very first, like, priority is, okay, what do I have to find here? Like, where do I have to go?
Yeah.
You
most
know,
of my vacations
like,
start because
they do. Yeah.
I am
like,
thinking,
you're not
like,
going to go somewhere that's
yeah.
doesn't have good
yeah.
food.
Going,
so.
I'm going to, you know, Spain and Portugal and France. Well, I've been to Spain and France. I've never been to Portugal.
Mm.
And I've seen so many shows that, you know, have, what were those things, the pastel, I don't know how to pronounce it, those pastries.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, my sister says it good. I can't
yeah, exactly. I don't, you know, I'm like the, even though I do have some Italian in me, I'm like the German, Irish, and,
nice.
You know, yeah, I'll just start speaking, you
yeah.
know, like, With a rogue instead of that, and you know,
it's good.
Yeah, why not?
Might be interesting for the.
Yeah, the rest of the time, foodie fans, I'll be talking in an Irish brogue. Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, food. I mean, so it all stemmed from family.
Yeah, I grew up. I have so many stories, but I grew up around food being Italian. My grandparents, or both grandparents, all my aunts, my mom, my dad, everyone cooked, and it was, you know, it still is, the essence of everything. I mean, we don't start or end the day without talking about food. It's just like, yeah. is food, we revolve around food. I have like memories of being in the kitchen with my mom when we were really little, probably like maybe 4 or 5, and we would just have fun baking and cooking. One time, like, me and my sister took the eggs out of the container before we were ready to put them in the bowl, and they all like rolled off the counter. But like my mom just laughed about it,
yeah,
and we had fun.
Yeah.
We would go to my aunt's house, and she loved cooking. And you know, the best thing was that I have the type of family who was like, just do it. Like, use the kitchen, make a mess, do whatever you're gonna do. And we all just, like, music's on, we're having fun, we're cooking, we're eating everything. And I grew up around that.
Yeah.
So I had no choice but to really, like, find a passion for it, I think. It just was like, I needed it. I need food and cooking in my life. It's something that, it's like, I almost use it as even when I have, like, the most stressful day, which is funny because people will know if I, like, really cook, like, a massive, huge meal.
Oh, that means then they're like, shit went down.
Yeah. Like, I had a really long day yesterday just with work and everything, and I went home and I had seen this, like, corn chowder recipe.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good
and,
summer
like,
dish.
Yeah,
summer.
Exactly. Yeah. And I never tried it before, so I'm like, let me see. So it was, like, 9 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. and I'm making this, like, corn chowder, and then I'm like, I need biscuits. I'm like... I can't eat without biscuits. So I made these really good biscuits. And then they were warm, and I made, like, it was just myself. I think I made, like, 12 of them. And I had strawberries in there.
You didn't bring me any biscuits?
I know, I should. You know what's funny? Is today.
You knew I was coming.
I thought it to myself as I was driving. I was like, no. Why did I not bring them? It's so funny because it was totally my thought. Which led into wanting to make strawberry shortcake, except I didn't have any whipped cream.
Oh, I love strawberry shortcake.
So I know. And they were like the perfect.
Even just like the strawberry shortcake ice cream pops.
Yeah.
Those
oh,
like,
my God. Those were so good.
Yeah.
Those were my favorite.
Yeah, growing
like,
up. Yeah.
The best. The little whatever that coating was on that.
Whatever.
Outside.
Yeah. Mystery.
Who knows?
Coating,
but it tasted
but
amazing.
It was delicious.
So, yeah. So that's like. My life
yeah,
in food.
I mean, I love it. Like you said, the kitchen and everyone cooking, everyone participate. I mean, the kitchen just always, I can't tell you. I mean, every time I can tell you, every family event, you know, like my mom will put some food like in the family room or then we'll be then eventually eating in the dining room. And there's, you know, there's seating everywhere. Everyone. And she's like, you know, cooking away. Everyone's in the kitchen.
Always.
Everyone's around. That's just the kitchen has something to it.
It does.
That
no matter what, it doesn't have the size. You know, if there's chairs, if there's not. I feel like that's where everyone wants to always be.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the kitchen picking on stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Like you know, there can be a bar cart somewhere else, and there can be hors d'oeuvres somewhere else. But people, there's just something
just
magnetic
there.
About it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best feeling.
And I love that. Yeah. No, that's what I mean. I mean. That's
yeah.
what
I think just like a whole house should just be a kitchen, you know?
I
just like one
that.
Massive
yeah,
kitchen.
Exactly.
And that's it. No just, other rooms exist.
No other rooms, not even just
nothing.
Just bunk beds maybe.
Yes,
and
that's
just
it.
Kitchen.
You wake up and just
one
start
really
eating.
Long island.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know? Tons of food everywhere.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm into
so.
It.
So
as far as getting food out there and having your you know your Instagram account. What have you found from that so far? Because obviously there is a lot of people. I mean, that's
yeah.
even I on my personal account was posting so much food and people are like, it's a food account.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I'm like, oh well, that just yeah. Well, a lot of my highlights of my week
well,
is like the meal I'm having or the meal I'm cooking.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's what happened with mine.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I'm growing it so naturally. It's not like I'm out there trying to, you know, build up this following. But I found, I mean, maybe it's just because of the way social media is now, that the people that really are on that page do care. And they're,
yeah.
you know, into it. And they're asking for recipes. And they're saying, you know, when are you going to post this? Can you show a video of it? And I like that. You know,
yeah.
I never realized how interactive it could be, because my, you know, my regular page is just like, it's way more fashion. It's just me and my job pretty mm-hmm. much. And over on my cooking one, I really get to talk to people a lot. I get a lot of DMs, just, you know, going back and forth with, have you tried this recipe? Or did you think about, it's funny. One of, this woman that we just met and like followed each other, she cooks all the time. She was cooking and I was watching her story, and she had vinegar on the stove because she was frying.
Okay.
And she made a little note, this is so that way the smell doesn't go into the air.
Oh.
And I've never heard of that.
Me
so
neither.
I messaged her and I was like, does that really work? And we got into this whole long like conversation about how that works.
Huh.
And she said it does. I'm like, that's the next thing I'm doing, because
yeah.
the worst is like literally going to sleep at night and still smelling like...
Yeah.
Chicken cutlets that you fried, and you're like,
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, when you're cooking it, when you're eating it, it's delicious, but then, like, I'll leave my place and I'll come back and I'll be like, it's lingering.
Yeah.
It's just,
onions.
You know.
Yeah. Like, just what I want to smell. So, just, you know, it's little things like that that I'm finding so interesting, and meeting people, and this little side venture thing that I'm doing with a friend that recommended, doing the Instagram, started this page is what led into it. It's
okay.
like this opportunity came along, and we kind of go into restaurants, and they're allowing us to like go into their kitchens.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and bring, it's sort of a promotion for them.
Yeah,
you know, they get to, we bring in the people that we know. I know a lot of, you know, media people and stuff, so it kind of helps that way. But we've done a few events already where we go into the kitchen and show them cook, like, their process of cooking a meal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's different than what you do at home.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, if you're making, I mean, we did pasta a few weeks ago, and their timing is totally different.
Sure.
You know, they're feeding 50 people. They can't...
Can't just go drop eggs everywhere.
No, yeah.
Mom will yell at you.
She will flip out. No, that is not okay then. You know, things change in a professional kitchen. So just like opportunities like that that I just never thought about, honestly, because it wasn't for me. This, and I'm not saying that I would ever really turn it into like a whole nother career.
Sure.
I enjoy it as it is. I think I would definitely like to talk about it more.
Mm-hmm.
I've already like thought about how I can bring it to TV.
Nice, awesome.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe I could do some stuff with it, you know. So we'll see.
If only you knew a camera.
I mean,
But he would need ample amounts of biscuits.
What could I do? Let me see. Oh my God. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, if I didn't have that Instagram, this may not have been happening, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, and it's exciting.
Yeah, the butterfly effect of it all is...
I love it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And it's like when you really get to do things that you enjoy. I mean, I could talk about this, all of this, forever. You know, there's like, no, it's like, okay, stop. We're good.
Yeah.
Enough. But yeah, it's exciting. And the pictures I started with on there, and still now, I mean, they're not amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been saying, you know, it would be really cool to get them to get better quality, because obviously, you know, when you're home and you're cooking, it looks so good. And then you try to get the right picture. And
it's difficult.
Like,
there's a lot that goes, you know, like, I mean, some people, like, I see these professional food Instagram accounts, and then like I'll message them, or sometimes they'll have a shot of the person taking the picture. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I mean, a lot of times they'll be in a restaurant, and like I'll be in a restaurant and I'll want to take a picture of a great meal like that I had, and it's just so dimly lit inside. But I see these people, and since like that's what they're doing, like they take the time, and like obviously they're, you know, communicating with the staff there. Like, I'm just going in, I'm a customer,
just doing,
and just taking out my cell phone. And while, you know, my iPhone 10 takes good pictures,
it's
in daylight that it takes good pictures.
Right, exactly.
So these people go outside, and either they'll have even like a little extra light to fill in like shadowy spots, but they'll use the daylight
to get it right. I mean, half of the things, like not even half, I would say majority of the things on my Instagram are made late at night.
Yeah,
I get home from work, you know, 8:30 ish, 9 o'clock, and it's not light out at that time. So I'm kind of like, let's get this, let's try to get this picture good just to show it. But for now, I'm just okay with it, and hopefully I'll figure out a way to make it better. I mean, and not turn it into a gigantic production either, because I don't want to take away from the joy of just being home,
exactly.
Cooking, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin that.
That's the fun part. It's just doing it.
Yeah,
you know?
And I mean, and that, and what we're talking about when it comes to social media, that's like the good. That is like the social aspect of social media. Like you know, seeing people post things. Like whenever I post something, if it's from a restaurant, I make sure to like tag it as location and then tag them on their Instagram account.
Yes.
Because if someone sees that picture, I want them to be like, oh, I get to go there. And that's how most of the time when I am traveling, I go onto Instagram and I, you know, just like hashtag.
Yeah, you look
like,
up the hat.
You know,
yeah.
Bangkok food.
Right.
And, you know,
yeah.
Like, and,
no, it's the best. Or even just the location like that you're in, I'll go there and just search through. Now on Instagram, whenever people post, like when they're on vacation or anything and they post where they're at, I have a folder in Instagram saved with all those pictures, because I'm like, I'm not forgetting these places. Looks too good.
That would be that's good. I think there needs to be a next step for, like, even on like Google Maps, if you look at it, it just like on my phone, it's just saved spots everywhere.
I know. And then it's just
and I wish nothing brings me greater joy than recommending a place to somebody and then obviously them enjoying it, but I know they're going to enjoy it because I have impeccable taste. But obviously, there needs to be a better and easier way of like sharing. Like, you should be able to just share your Google Maps like a certain area and then just like
that would be
send,
nice.
You know, versus like every time,
because it is
like
so hard. I mean,
location.
A lot of the times I just drop them, you know, the location, I text whatever, but it would be nice. I feel like people care about restaurants and food so much that it would be if someone, maybe someone's going to do that now though, you know, someone's going to like listen to this and
steal
create
my idea.
A major
bastards
awesome app. They'll name it like FF or something. You'll be like, what? They stole my idea. No.
Well, I like that, you know, actually we have kind of a good segue to the movie that we're going to be talking about, because we're talking about Bridesmaids and why, you know, just, like, people might be like, that's a wedding movie. But one of my rules is if a main character works in food, that makes it a foodie film. And there's just a lot of food scenes in this
There
movie.
Are.
A lot of food, a lot of drinking.
Yes.
Pills.
You
the leaving of food from the body, unfortunately. Yeah.
That seems like...
Yeah, that's a heavy scene.
That scene almost like, okay, don't.
Yeah.
I can't.
But, so, Bridesmaids, we've got Kristen Wiig, Maya Rudolph, Rose Byrne, Rebel Wilson, Melissa McCarthy, Wendy Covey, Ellie Kemper. Like, this is just... I mean, this is one of just the better comedies of... This came out in 2011, so
which is insane. I can't even believe how long
I know.
It is.
Like. But, like, of this decade, just one of the best comedies, but then also made a lot of people realize, like... Not women can be funny, too, but women can...
It did,
can,
though. It was, like, kind of that movie.
It was, where... but it was definitely more towards literally poop humor.
Yes, which... wasn't done by a lot of women.
Exactly.
Some, but and not this, in a full movie. I mean, this is...
Yeah, this is directed by Paul Feig, who went on and made a bunch of comedies with Melissa McCarthy afterward, like, and, you know, Sandra Bullock in Heat, and, you know, he's a bunch of comedies, but this is produced by Judd Apatow, who at that point had very successful comedies in 40-Year-Old Virgin, Knocked Up, Funny People, and he's the one that actually really pushed for that... scene in the bridal shop. He was just like...
Was he really?
Yeah.
I guess,
like,
that makes sense for all the movies that, you
yeah,
know, like,
exactly.
How knocked
the, like,
is.
Kind
yeah.
of the gross out humor.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, this, you know, Judd Apatow, obviously, huge director, huge producer. This, to date, is his highest grossing movie.
Oh,
and
wow.
I think that's a...
That's a statement.
Yeah.
I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
For that, I mean, you know, for a girly-ish...
Sure.
...kind of movie.
What did you think of this movie when you first saw it?
I was cracking up laughing like the very first time. Because sometimes comedies, you know, you need to watch them a few times to like really get it. And I was just like, it was hilarious. You know, when you know it's good when you need to like tell a friend. I mean, my sister's probably the first person I always call. I'm like, you need to see that. You know, that's when you know something is good. Or when
you're quoting it all the time.
It, YouTube, like you got to go to YouTube and watch like scenes.
Yeah.
That's when you know. That's when you know it's good, you know. I don't, there's not one part of the movie that I would, that I can say like was boring or anything, you know, every part has like a significance to it, so.
Yeah, when rewatching this, I totally didn't recall that something I always say is from this movie, and it's the, kind of the credits start, and then it goes to Melissa McCarthy and her husband in real life, but it's the agent, the and they're having making like a sex tape, and she's got this, like a sandwich, and she calls it I think a bear sandwich, and she's like, it's got meats and cheeses, like, and I'm just like, the way she said that just totally transcended like everything that I've like I find funny, and I totally forgot, like I know other movies that like I mean formerly having. P.S. I Love Hoffman, like, there were so many lines of his, especially from, like, Along Came Polly, or, I mean, you know, Will Ferrell, obviously having the career that he's had, and, like, all the quotes from his comedies, or Ben Stiller, but, like, I totally forgot that just, like, I mean, I remember that scene, like, I knew it was coming, and I was like, oh, it's funny, but when she said meats and cheeses, I'm just like...
I say that
all the time.
When I wake up.
That, and, like, help me, I'm poor.
That's a good one too. Oh my god, I love the whole movie.
Who's your favorite character from this movie?
I mean, Kristen probably. I just because I love how she acts. You know, like I feel like I could relate to that. But she does what you wouldn't do. Like you keep it all inside.
Yes.
You know.
Well, and that's I mean one of the best scenes.
The cookie.
Yeah, the cookie scene, and
or the chocolate fountain.
Yeah, and Maya Rudolph saying to her like, "Why couldn't you just keep all those thoughts inside?"
Yes,
You know, like, and then you know, talk about it behind my back later.
Yes, exactly. Which is what I feel like. Maybe that's what made it really funny too, is because a lot of people have those feelings.
Sure.
And they build up, and you're just like, "Oh my!" And you don't do, you know, you do want to go run and break a cookie or you know, destroy a chocolate fountain. I think that's like. So significant, and you don't do it, but like she got to do it, and then you regret everything afterwards. You know, you are like, don't look at me, don't talk to me.
You don't
get a puppy.
Oh my god, that's Melissa McCarthy driving away.
So that's why she's like another character in it that I'm like, it's hard to pick.
I would have to say either so. Melissa McCarthy's character Megan or Rita, played by Wendy McLendon Covey. I love her subtlety.
Yes, she's like passive.
And just like because it's great because I mean I love a good ensemble film. I love like you know people coming together and like even just like in the character sense,
right?
And how they're all different. So we've got Kristen Wiig who is just you know like life has taken. A hard turn on her.
Like everything hits you.
She's opened up a bakery during the recession, and it just, and then also it's like her boyfriend then left her, like, after, because they were in business together. And then her best friend is in a relationship where she's more in Chicago than Milwaukee, and, you know, seeing him more, so she doesn't have her.
She has like a I guess it wouldn't be a sister-in-law, but you know, a new like, replacing her. It feels like
we've all had like that's the whole thing. Like while it might be you know like a female cast, you know, a female comedy, it is a comedy for everybody because I felt that I've had friends that move away and then like you
feel replaced. You know, or someone's doing everything, like, what you're doing, you feel like is amazing, and you're making all this effort, and then someone else comes along and does something bigger or better, and you're like, really? And you're gonna, you know.
That's what she, she shares, the Paris idea. And then Helen just takes it to a
another,
whole, because, I mean, she's got the money, obviously, and then she just loves throwing parties.
Right.
And as we learn, and that's the great thing, is that with these characters, we end up... you know, even with Helen, who we think is just abrasive and shallow, we see a little early on, like, her stepkids literally are cursing her off and, you know, like, and not treating her well. But she's just like, oh, I just have friends because they know I can, like, the money she has and that she can plan a party and, like, take everything over. But she, you know, she also...
She really has feelings.
Yeah, she has feelings, too.
And that's why it's, like, these characters are so... Each part of them you can, like, pull out and are related, you know, relatable to them, to each one of them. That's why I, like, think about it. I'm like, oh, I couldn't find myself in all those people's, you know, situations, kind of.
Yeah, I definitely say, like, as far as my personality, like, the Kristen Wiig and then Melissa McCarthy's character, probably.
Yeah,
I relate to the most.
Yeah.
But
I'm like Kristen and Maya, I feel like, if I was going to say, like, because then I also see her, you know, like, she's just like, you know, life is good and she wants everyone to be happy.
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
This,
like, take the time to get to know people.
Yeah. And like, you know, maybe they're a good person. Like, I can see both sides of their characters. So.
I love the way, you know, we're talking right now, and it's very Sex in the City. Like,
it is.
I'm a Carrie, I'm a Miranda, which is ironic because the, something was dropped out there.
Yeah.
A small gong, maybe. this actually, at that point, Sex in the City, the movie, was the highest R-rated female comedy, and then this surpassed it, so.
Wow, I didn't know that. Yeah. That's interesting. I was a big Sex and the City fan, but the movie's just...
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't watch either. I caught, like, an episode here or there.
They didn't cook much in there.
No.
No. It wasn't much. A lot of restaurants.
A lot of takeout, a lot of restaurants. Okay.
Yeah. But not much food happening. Yeah. So.
Do you have a favorite scene?
Honestly, do you want to... Like, I would say... And this is why when we were talking, when, you know, mentioned it, I thought, my first thought was her baking.
Yeah.
And how she was baking, like, it was an emotional thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
She went to even after, you know, everything was happening in her life, but then she went home and she, like, made this perfect cupcake.
Yeah, that flour cupcake.
Yeah, and it was, like, perfection.
Yes.
And that just sticks with me. Because I feel like I do that.
Yeah.
And for me, that's a big, it's so relatable because that's what people, or, you know, anyone, friends, anyone I talk to, they think I'm crazy. Like, you're going to go home and you're going to bake, you're going to cook right now, you know, when I'm in the best mood, worst mood, no mood, you know, it's like the go-to. And I felt that when she, you know, put all of her emotions into it. And in a funny way, it does bring you, lift you up and make you feel good. And then, you know, you eat the cupcake.
Exactly. Then she's just, that's like a beautiful, like, overhead shot of the cupcake. And
I love
she's
it.
Just like, okay. And
yeah.
Picks it up.
And I
just
like
starts
that,
yeah.
too. You know? I feel like, I don't know. And then I think the other part, she brings the cake to
Rhodes.
Yes.
Officer
Rhodes. Yes. Yeah, yeah,
Chris
yeah.
O'Dowd. Oh, I get to do my Irish brogue again.
Oh,
yay!
See?
It all look at this.
Circles
all comes
back
together.
Around.
Yeah. Perfect callback. That carrot cake. And I love that because that's, I mean, just thinking of how many food scenes there are. Like,
That's what I mean. There's a lot of food scenes.
Yeah.
But those to me were so significant because, well, because I could relate to them. And that's truly what I would do, you know, in both situations. I solve my, like, instinct, to solve any problem, is to cook.
Is to cook?
Let me bake. Can I bake you something? Can I feed you?
How many forgiveness cakes have you made in your life?
How many meals? It's just like, eat.
Eat.
Everything's good, right?
Literal carrot cake, as in it's the shape of a carrot.
And
I don't know if the cake was with carrot cake.
And then I don't know if that was, like, dangling the carrot concept as well.
Oh, you know? Look at you! These metaphors and, wow!
I don't know. Maybe.
It
could be, you know? Food always is.
It really, well, it, yes.
So,
yes.
You know, who knows if they did it for, you know, a metaphor, but it could have been.
It works.
You know?
It works.
She kind of wants the guy now.
Yeah.
And it's like, here's the carrot.
Yeah, that's the, I mean, okay, we also have to, you know, there aren't a lot of men in this movie. The two, really the only two kind of like speaking roles.
Yeah, there's not many.
We have Chris O'Dowd and we have John Hamm, who at that point was like in, I don't know, season
a lot two of movies at that
or three of Mad Men.
Yeah,
I want to say in 2000, like, well, when they were making in 2010, I think I had actually had a college professor that was the one of six of the original writers for Mad Men.
Really?
And so she was away for like a semester, that and then shows. She came back. Yeah,
amazing. I mean, I don't think I watched the last season. I think I missed, but the first is funny because there was a lot to do with fashion.
Yeah.
And I had done something, not to go off topic, but I had done something with J. Crew, and they were part of the like styling of it, and so it really came into play a lot.
Cool. Yeah. That, I mean, horrible era as far as like way certain people were treated.
Oh yeah.
And then obviously, and then also, and treating their bodies with alcohol.
But you
and
wanted
cigarettes.
To walk around with that. Yeah. Like, what is so intriguing
classy
about that?
Classy looking, like, and then just like having a martini with lunch.
They wouldn't be sitting here just like I should have had like cocktails.
I know.
You
I
know?
Always feel.
I like.
Yeah.
I failed.
First the biscuits, then
you
the
know?
Cocktails.
It's not right.
It's just.
It's not right. But they would have. They would have had like. Yeah. You know. Glass, a big ice cube in it.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Would they have big ice cubes?
In what?
You know, in like their...
Maybe an old fashioned.
Yeah. But you know how now they do like those big square ones?
Yeah, well that's the proper way because then it doesn't...
It doesn't
know,
melt,
water,
right?
Yeah, not as much water.
The old fashioned, they have, it has like the orange.
Yes,
right?
Mm. And cherry.
Yes. Just like, I don't even want to drink it, but I want to hold that glass.
Yeah, it's empowering. Swirl
that
there's something
ice around.
There's some, yeah,
there
people
is.
Yeah, have, you know, like a complex of
yeah.
just, you know, they like holding
that
yeah.
glass.
anyway,
that's John.
Yeah, that's yeah, exactly. But,
no, but he was in that movie. He was in.
Yeah, and so it. I mean, it opens up with the two of them. So his name's Ted in the movie, and they're hooking up,
in
and
bed.
She's
yeah.
kind of his booty call,
yeah.
for the most part. And well, I mean, it's not one of those movies that is like showing that she thinks like she can fix him. Like she's, you know,
no.
I mean, he even
yeah.
says to her like, "You were using me too." Because I think she's just in this very vulnerable
state
of just, yeah, like, she's working in a jewelry store, and she's not, like...
Hates everyone.
Hates everyone, yeah.
But trying to, like, sell couples engagement rings.
Yeah, and saying, like, oh, you try, like, and then even
yeah.
the friendship,
so
best
funny.
Friends forever necklace that
yeah,
the girl wants.
I love it. Because some days, that's what you want to do.
Yeah,
like,
well, she, yeah, that's, she is a no-filter character.
Yeah,
which is highly entertaining,
right.
but highly destructive.
Yeah, sarcastic.
Yeah, sarcastic. I mean, this is just, I mean, you know, Kristen Wiig was on SNL at the time. We have, I mean, obviously Maya Rudolph was on SNL.
And the
as
two
well.
Of them complimented each other so,
so well.
Well.
They're such,
their comedy. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Such believable friends.
It is. It's like you want them to be friends,
yeah.
which is such a good part of any movie is mm-hmm. when you can sit there and watch and like you want that to be real life.
Yeah.
When you can watch a movie and sit there and like, just, no, they have to be friends in real life. They have to be married. They have, you know, that's when I
yeah.
feel like they got you.
Yeah,
they got you good.
Definitely.
You know?
And I just love even early on, just as far as like creating the story, they're, you know, exercising in the park together, but separately from Terry Crews,
yes,
yeah,
yes,
hide behind
yes.
the, and, but then when they're walking, you know, like, they pass by her old bakery, and so we just learn right away, like, you know, well,
you
it might be a bit
it,
of exposition,
yeah.
whatever. It's just, it perfectly lets you know, like, where
something,
she is.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And, you know, we learn about her passion for baking. And that's what, I mean, as far as her relationship that unfolds with Chris O'Dowd, with Rhodes, what do you think of that as far as, you know, he's trying to be supportive? I mean, they just did start getting to know one
right,
another.
Yeah.
But what was your take on that? Was she, I mean, you know, she gets angry and that's like they're falling out or whatever.
I mean, I feel like it's true to life. Because
yeah.
you really do, and you never, sometimes it is hard to see how good someone's being towards
yeah.
you, and you just want to take everything, you know, like a poor me kind of
sure.
way.
Yeah.
I don't know if I feel like sometimes I fall into that, and I have to, like, catch myself and say, like, stop. Like, people are doing nice, like, there's good people around,
yeah.
and, like, everyone wants you to lift you up and make you feel good, and that's what he was trying to do.
It's okay.
And he had just
yeah.
met her. He didn't,
yeah.
you know. Hard to know what to do for someone you just met.
It's okay to take some charity sometimes. And that wasn't even charity.
Like, no, I mean, but it's...
With the car stuff, he was, you know, like, he was being helpful in that sense, but in that, he just wanted to... He was, like, you know, recognized...
Protecting her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he recognized, like, oh, you were, you know, like, Annie, you know, from, like, the bakery. Like, oh, I loved your cakes.
Right,
you know,
like, yeah.
Oh, I loved your...
And it's, like, so classic, like, you know, the one guy is, like, this really... good looking, you know, it starts out with him.
John, classically good looking, but just total.
But like,
even you can tell just from like the house that he's
you
like
can,
living
like,
in.
Everything
it's just
is,
superficial.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And Chris O'Dowd is
just like,
he's a good looking,
you know,
yeah.
Good looking guy. You know, has a good job,
yeah.
But just like.
But he's caring and he's just.
So girls tend to overlook that.
Yeah.
And then we have to like. Reel it back in.
I like to read the trivia on IMDb, and there wasn't a terrible amount, but something towards like those two men, there was a conscious choice between Paul Feig and Kristen Wiig we never see her, like, topless. With John Hamm, she always had her bra on in the scenes. With Chris O'Dowd,
interesting.
She opened herself up.
I love those.
That's the dangling of the carrot.
Yes, that truly is. There it is.
Yeah, and the one other, and I love
when they do stuff like that.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah, it makes you really appreciate it.
I didn't know that.
I didn't recognize that either. That just, you know.
Subtle. That's what makes a good movie.
Yeah. I love this one last little bit of trivia, which is that, because it is food related, which is Melissa McCarthy based the way she was dressing on Guy Fieri.
Get out of here.
Yeah. And just like, you know, she's wearing like the caps and like kind of like the longer, like short sleeve.
And the
like,
glasses, I even think. Doesn't she have glasses on in some part of the movie?
Maybe, yeah.
I feel like she does. Definitely
sunglasses.
Maybe sunglasses, like, yeah.
But
just, that's so Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
When you say that now I'm going to go watch it again.
When I was watching
it,
I was then, I was like reading some trivia. I'm like, oh wow. Like, yeah. Yeah. Just even like, I think
even
her manner.
I was just going to say, even the way he like kind of
walks. Carries herself in the movie.
Yeah. Good one. Nice.
Yeah. Right?
Nice. That's good trivia.
That is good trivia. Let's talk about planning. I love throwing a good party, and that's something that the character Helen is all about. What is that? I mean, we know you. Yes, very meticulous. And very just like detailed and just like even the French party, she has like those columns with like the play posters
so,
on and everything. But do you? I mean, we know you like to cook. Do you also then like to host and throw?
I love it.
Yes,
it's my favorite.
Let's
to do.
Dish right
yes.
now. Pun intended.
So, it's anytime. You know, someone's party. I just had this conversation yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Because my birthday is coming up, and like I said, would it be weird if I want to like do like ho- like do my own
like host your own birthday?
Yeah, like make my own cake.
Yeah.
Why
not?
Is that weird?
No.
Only because I really enjoy it. And,
yeah.
You know, I wouldn't expect someone else who doesn't enjoy it to try to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it so much. Like, just as an example, it was Mother's Day last weekend, and my sister didn't want to go out. We were going to go out. The weather was bad. And I said to her, I'll do it. You know, I'll make brunch. And I did it at her house because of the baby.
Sure.
And literally brought everything. My dad came and he was just like, how many people did you think you were going to serve? There's like only four or five of us here. I'm like, well, you know, I need to have enough. I want it to be just right. I'm like, what dishes are we using? What's the, how are we setting the table? I set the table. So every night for myself, I set the table. If I do paper plates do exist in my house, but very rarely get used. I love hosting people. Anytime anybody wants to do anything, I mean, I love going out, but I'm like, come over.
Yeah.
We'll have cheese. We'll have wine. I'll cook, you know.
I love accessories of cooking. I love cooking accessories.
So good. They're so good.
Like, I love things that serve a very specific purpose.
Yes, and it's just for that.
Yeah. Like, recently I was going to make sweet potato fries, and while, yes, I could use, like, my chef knife and just, like, I was like, let me go to Bed Bath & Beyond and pick up, like a...
So cool.
And even that, but then it was, like, it ended up being a piece of crap. And I was just like, yeah.
So I was going to say, did you get, like, the perfect... slight, like, fry.
At first it did, but it was just then, like, it just really was, like, a cheap.
Just didn't even
like,
work
maybe
out.
There's, like, a
You're
really.
You're more annoyed with it.
Yeah.
You want to just, like, throw it out.
I need a deli slicer so bad.
Oh,
in my
wait,
house.
They have
That's,
one. They have.
Yeah, they have the small.
The little ones.
Yeah, my grandmother has one for whenever she makes, like,
it's
roast
so
beef
good.
And stuff.
Yes. A mess, though.
Yeah. Yes.
We got one for my. So what we do is we buy, like, for gifts and stuff,
uh-huh.
we buy them and just, like, for my dad's, because he has, like, the house that everything can
sure.
fit in,
yeah.
you know, fit in. So we're like, we bought this for you. He doesn't
yeah.
even, like, have interest in using a fryer or ice cream machine, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, all those, yeah.
All the equipment. It's like, really? We're like, yes, this is for you.
This is for you, yeah.
You wanted this slicer, you know?
Well,
but
it'll end up
it's
being
fun to
use because then you'll use and you'll make something for
we
it.
We do, yeah. So, and that's what that's yeah, always, yeah. you know, that's always what we do. We have a summer house down the shore in Spring Lake, and so that's where, like, every family comes over.
Yeah.
And it's my family's house, but, like, I turn into the host, like,
yes.
of the whole weekend. It's like, what are we doing? What are we making? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
Then a snack at night. Warm stuff up again, you know. I like it.
Yeah.
I had a friend come over, like, a week ago. Spur of the moment, kind of. She brought some. She's like right from Italy, and so she brought some prosciutto over, and
oh.
yeah, it's so good. She bought the a couple of different, like, breads. She was like, "Oh, I'm just gonna stop by." I had some wine, and she was so funny because I was I had just gotten home, and I was, like, thinking about everything, and the first thing I did was, like, needed to have the right wine glasses, and she laughed because the rest of the stuff she took out, like, I was just still thinking about the wine.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, we have perfect crystal wine glasses. She's like, but we just, like, dove into the prosciutto, like, off the paper. I'm like, I know, that's so not like me. But we were just in the moment.
Yeah.
And we both were laughing at how that's so out of my character.
Yes,
you
yeah.
know, for being like, let's put the prosciutto, let's get everything out. But every
yeah.
once in a while, you got to just... You know,
yeah, be careful.
You bring it home and you take
yeah.
it out of the container, you know, you eat it out of the container and it's light.
Yeah, I love, oh yeah, but I'm the same way that I love having, like, I just need a big kitchen someday and, like, ample amount of, like, the best would be to just have, like, multiple walk-in pantries,
oh,
like, that would be.
Oh, my God, yes.
And then even, like, I would love the style of just, like, the open cabinets where you can, you know,
I like those,
I like that
yeah,
style.
And the drawers that, like, pull out, like,
yeah.
all of the underneath, and they have, I would like kitchens that you don't see any of the equipment on the countertops,
oh,
but, like,
yeah.
it all, like, comes out of spots. Like, my sister sent me a picture of a, you know, the big mixing, the Cuisinart mixing
yes,
bowl thing?
Yeah.
It dropped down out of the...
What?
Yeah, so she's like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
So it was, like, a floating cabinet that was closed that it was in, but you didn't have to take it out of the cabinet
yeah.
and put it on the counter. It came down on its own little shelf. I was like, no.
What was that?
That's good.
What was that show on MTV that, like...
Cribs?
Yeah, MTV
yes.
Cribs. That would
That's
be... Mine
where,
would be just in
yeah.
the kitchen.
Just kitchen. Like,
just
is it
kitchen.
The whole kitchen?
Yeah, the whole... Yeah, the whole house is the kitchen.
Nothing matters.
Yeah, I love, like, the perfect, like, you know, like, for alcoholic beverages, like, the perfect glass. Nothing made me prouder than my last visit to Ireland where Guinness ended up putting out new glasses where there's kind of, like, a... like, four indentations towards, the stem of the glass.
Yeah.
And Irish citizens were in an uproar, and it became, like, it became a law that as an Irish citizen, you could refuse and demand a proper Guinness glass.
Get
I'm like,
out of here. So
damn,
you were like...
Yeah, I was like, you know, even, like, and then I learned that. I'm like, yeah, I want a
yeah,
proper glass,
too.
Yeah,
this is not
glass too. Yeah.
I don't want this glass. I find it amazing, though, when people do know those details. I
yeah.
love it. If someone really knows, you know, I mean, I know, you know, you're in it, you know, enough. And then whenever I hear something different or I learn something, that's why going into some of these kitchens is so fun.
Yeah.
Because you get these details that you never even knew. I mean, I'm not a professional chef by any means.
Me neither,
so you
yeah.
don't, you know, you don't really know what
insight.
They're trained.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's what you do?
Yeah.
That's what you use? Been doing the wrong thing this whole time. But it's awesome. So many gadgets.
And, I mean, so this is clearly also, like I said, a wedding movie.
Mm.
Have you ever been a bridesmaid?
Plenty of times.
Plenty of times. Do you have like the closet with all the dresses, or do?
I know friends and family are going to listen to this, and I don't want them to know that I got rid of the dresses. But I still.
She has them here in her office.
You see
it's a
them?
Lovely, yes.
They're gorgeous, right?
They're gorgeous. Oh my God! Everyone has spectacular taste.
I tried. I always was, you know, like, oh, I can wear this again. Never.
Yeah.
I did not wear one single dress ever again. No. And they're all like silly expensive just because they know you're a bridesmaid. It's like, oh, it's a bridesmaid's dress? Yes. Okay. So that's going to be three times what it costs. One secret you might not know. Well, you might not know. Girls know this. And I tell every girl, when you're trying on bridesmaid's dresses and they tell you to size up to get it tailored to fit you, they're like, this is what they tell everybody. They go and they say, size up. If you're a 6, get an 8 because then you're going to get it tailored to fit your body perfectly. But if you get, you know.
Yeah. That, yeah.
And that's just to get you to spend more money on tailoring. Most of the time, you'll fit really good in your size and they may just have to like hem the bottom.
Because
they can make a lot of money on
tailoring. Bunch of shysters.
Yeah. It's all the time.
Yeah.
So all my friends now, like, they stopped doing that.
Yeah.
And they're like, I can't believe it. I can't believe that that's true. I'm like,
there you go.
It is.
As far as bachelorette parties, what's like? Well, I mean, I'm not asking. I'm not asking for
like
secrets. Yeah, but I mean, where's like a fun? Where's like the most fun location?
So I haven't been yet, but everybody's going to Nashville. It's like the thing.
I haven't been for a bachelor or a bachelorette party. I would love to be invited to a
bachelorette party. Yeah, I know. Anybody, if you're having, I would enjoy seeing it.
Yeah.
But I haven't been for one. Everybody's going to those all the time. I went for Las Vegas for one, Miami for one.
Okay.
Girls are a little difficult with like bachelorette parties and traveling.
Yeah.
Guys seem to like get it together really nicely.
It's ironic. I mean, if it switches, but it also does fall into like the stereotypes of like women getting ready.
Yeah.
You know, and like that kind of stuff. But at the same time, women naturally are more organized, I think, than men.
Yes.
But
for some reason.
But when putting a large group of women together, you just, you know.
It really doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I think both of those, like the Miami one and the Las Vegas one was like 4 or 5 of us. Like, not big.
Yeah.
You know, but then we always did the big dinner here or whatever.
Sure.
Most of the time, I mean, I've been to a lot and they're usually just in the city, you know, out for the night, something like that, so.
Mike is throwing our friend Brian's,
yes,
and we're going to Asheville, and also Brian wants to do and then drive to Charleston.
Oh, that's
yeah,
really
it's
nice.
Like a 4-hour drive, but we're doing mostly Asheville because it's got a bunch of breweries and we're all into breweries.
A friend of mine just went to Asheville for his.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that's becoming kind of the next spot. I was just in Austin for work, and then previously I was in it in October for a bachelor party that I threw because I was the best man, and there was 9 of us, and it went over very smooth because I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, as you were saying that you throwing your birthday party and like making your own cake, like I think when it comes time for if and when I have a bachelor party, like I'll want to be very hands-on.
Control, yeah.
Brian's even being like hands-on with his, but like we're facilitating what he wants versus the one I threw for my friend Dan.
Like,
he doesn't travel much and I mean, and had never been to Austin, and he said Nashville at first. I'm like, while I know you'll have, like, speaking to him, like, I knew he would have a good time there. I was like, Austin, like, you love barbecue.
Oh.
And he's not, like, into, like, country. So I was just like, Austin's a bit more, like, has more, like, rock than country,
per
se.
Like,
and so I was like, me, him, and Brian went to Dallas for 2 nights before, and then the other 6 guys met us in Austin, and
that's
we did
fun.
Like 2 nights in Austin.
It's so much fun. I mean, it's so, when you can get a good group together to go and all get along, it's really fun.
I would love to do mine in New Orleans, as cliche as that is, but that's even when we were in Austin. Austin's kind of, I've said this a couple times on like a recent episode, and then even a video that I did with Austin, it's a great day drinking city, and it's a great food city, but the nightlife, like, when I went for this, the job that I had, I was like, oh, like, let me just walk around and, like, and there's lines to get in everywhere, like, it's just become, like, the cool hip spots have just become Yes. And it was all Bachelor and Bachelorette.
And then parties. I can't stand it. It's so funny because, like, I want to go for that, but it's just mine. Yeah, I don't want anyone doing that. Yeah. Yeah. Anytime I see, like, any type of bridal attire,
sure,
I'm like, I gotta go.
And that's all these other cities. I feel like New Orleans has, like, obviously Vegas,
right,
like, knows
exactly.
It's been it for the longest time.
Yeah.
But I think New Orleans is just, it's a party city.
It is, yeah.
And so, like, they know how to like embrace it. And there's a,
there's
just
many,
like,
places,
certain, yeah. I mean, I think also people then just stick to Bourbon Street then.
Yes.
Versus, like, you have other, like, Frenchman Street and other, like, neighborhoods that you can go to. But, like, in Austin, it's just, it is a smaller city. And then same thing with Nashville. Like, you have Broadway and you have some streets off of, like, that's, like, their main strip. And that's where everyone hangs out.
Right.
Like, that's where you would hang out in general. And that's then that's
it.
Where the parties go.
Mm. So
and
it's like
just becoming, like, a little,
in that one area. Yeah. Yeah.
And anyway, mine would, I would want to do more stuff during the day, and it would be about
daytime.
Food 100.
Yeah,
days.
I mean,
anyway,
it has to be.
Just beignets and Sazeracs and po' boys, oh my. One other thing I wrote down that it was, you know, towards the end of the movie, and I'm like, does anyone really do this anymore? Do you think that after a wedding, does anybody leave right after their wedding? Like, you know, I think of that makes me think of, like Father
directly,
of the Bride.
Yeah, like directly after, like literally
the bride and
getting
groom,
on a plane.
Getting on the plane, like they're wearing like a different outfit.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people now, you know, it's the hotels and the next morning and brunch or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I think majority of people don't.
Yeah.
I've been to a lot of weddings and none of them were leaving.
Yeah.
Not even the next day.
Not even the next day.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
most
a lot of
them,
people
like,
even hold out now.
Yeah, so,
oh, no.
Some of them like wait. I feel like the most common, like, having a honeymoon is, like, the day, like, having that one day to just get yourself together.
Yeah, just unwind.
Yeah,
and
then leaving, you know.
Get
so
the
if
presents
you're,
somewhere.
Exactly. If you're Saturday, then you leave on Monday
kind
of deal, you know, which I feel like is
I
doable.
I think it's something nice that we've lost. It feels like a madman era thing,
like
right?
Yeah, yeah.
To, like, do, it's, like, the, and we get to, I love a good costume change. So,
yeah,
that
you
would
know,
be,
I mean, I think it would be really awesome to do and wake up, like, on an island, you know, like,
yes.
Oh, I just had my wedding, got on an airplane, flew here, and then all of a sudden you wake
the
up
perfect
and you're
like, place to unwind after, like,
yeah,
you know.
And it's like a whirlwind, but awesome.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably why they did
high.
It.
Yeah,
yeah,
probably.
You know, because what else are you going to do? And now everybody just, like, goes to a hotel, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
I would have a bit. I'm the king of FOMO, and so I think I would be like, oh, my friends are drinking.
Well, that's probably
like,
what it is too. Yeah, so that's probably
the
why.
Party continues.
You can't miss that. Like,
yeah, there
you guys
is.
We're gonna have fun.
Well, there is a bit. I think for you know, like then for the bride and groom, while they're just so split apart. Or
all
not even from one
of,
another person,
yeah.
But like you know, you're saying hi to so
well,
many people, making
I mean,
your rounds.
Really barely even
afterwards, you get to see your friends,
yeah, and hang out
which,
and talk and
yeah.
be like a smaller group.
Yeah,
and everyone's doing after parties. I think every wedding I've been to in the last like year or two has had like some sort of
yeah,
after
party or the next day. Everyone's
the
in
next
the hotel
brunch.
And the
yeah,
yeah,
yeah, which is cool. That's
yeah.
that's fun.
Look, I want to play a scene. What scene do you think that we should play from this movie?
Ooh, let's see.
I'm trying to think of, like, let me, I'm just even going to
read
out.
I mean, you know, maybe one that not everyone can remember. Because, like, the cookie is so classic.
Yeah.
Like, kicking it, and then, like, getting all chocolate all over her whole entire body. That's, like, hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, even, I'll first read out just even the, I put little check marks next to all the food scenes.
Yeah.
So we see, you know, her bakery, and then oh, this is actually something I kind of wanted to talk about, was just, I love friends getting back together and just, like, having, like, those lunches.
Yes.
And, like, bringing a bottle of wine over.
I
love
that.
She finds out the, you know, that she's engaged. She makes the flower cupcake, the Brazilian restaurant. Everything that happens after the Brazilian restaurant.
That'll make you
not
never want to go again.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to be like, so the only way I'm not like a judge a book by its cover, because like I do that with restaurants.
Yeah.
I'm bad with that.
Okay.
I'm so terrible. When I was about, I think I was maybe 17 or 18, I was in the car with my parents, my sister, my parents, and my dad likes to eat at good places. They'll try different places. Or whatever.
Yeah.
He always he's never really brought us anywhere bad. He pulls up into this place that looked terrible. It looked terrible. And I'm in the back seat 17, like so bratty and annoying. I'm like, we're not going here, are we? And he's like, yeah, this is where we're going to eat. It's good Italian food. Yeah. I heard about it. A friend of mine told me it's amazing. I was like, I'm not getting out of the car. I'm not going
not
in
an
there.
Italian princess. Yeah, okay.
Not at all.
Not at all.
And so annoying. Like, I think about it now. I'm like, wow. And he just was like, okay, fine. Well, the three of us are going to go in and we're going to eat and you can just wait in the car.
Wow.
And
I was like, mic drop.
I was like, fine. Yeah. Fine. I just waited.
Wow. You held out?
Yeah.
So you never, terrible. You've never been in this
no.
place?
No.
Do you even remember? Does this
I
place
don't. Still- I really should ask my dad yeah. what it was.
He's probably still holds a grudge against
me. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Hates me. So that restaurant, when I saw that in the scene,
yeah.
was like flashbacks.
Oh yeah,
to that of like.
I love good finding a good hole in the wall.
I know, that I always trust it from someone I know. So I'll go to like hole in the walls when.
Sure. You just don't trust your
I
dad.
Just yeah, yeah. like I. thanks. Yeah, no, I. It's usually it has to get like a good, you know, a few people that have said uh-huh. it's good, and then it's terrible. It's a terrible way to be because yeah. you lose out on a lot of.
Unless she's like, oh, you know, like Brazilians like eat here, like
but
that's
then
always.
Look it.
Yeah, then look it.
You know.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, that was. I don't appreciate
risky.
That scene for like what it ends up being because it like contradicts.
What? How good Brazilian food could be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brazilian steakhouse is like.
I know.
I love when they come
yeah.
out.
Yeah, in Newark.
Carve the meat. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, there's some there, right?
Yeah.
Portuguese mostly,
but
there's some Brazilian ones yeah. there too. Yeah.
Let's see what else.
I mean, that scene's.
Yeah.
unless you want to show it, everybody likes that one.
Yeah, I mean, that's more just noises than...
True. Than food.
Dialogue and...
Yeah.
and then soon after, there's the ugly carrot. That's that
yes.
discussion. Oh, getting drunk on the plane.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
And then, wait, does... is there the cereal one? Is she eating cereal somewhere? Like, depressed?
Cereal.
I'm thinking of... I don't
remember
know.
Cereal.
I feel like I remember that, but I don't.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe,
you know,
because
everybody,
maybe
like, classically
yeah.
goes for cereal, I feel like. When you're, like, that's, like, the go-to.
Yeah.
When you, one, if it's late at night and you have no idea what you want to eat and you're
sure.
just, like, in a mood. But it's also, like, oh, I feel like crap. I just eat cereal.
Cereal. I love the entrance to the bridal shower and the pink lemonade. She's like, fuck, that's good.
Yes! That's a good one. Oh, I like that one.
Yeah. Even the invitations to and the butterfly flies
yes,
out.
Yes,
Kristen Wiig's
yeah.
faces
that might
and
be
reactions are priceless.
A good one.
Yeah, maybe the
like
entrance
that.
To the... Yeah, let's... We'll play, you know, like, not the cookie aspect
of the
right? It's the bridal
lemonade,
shower,
yeah,
right? But yeah, the lemonade and then just her walking in and reactions to everything. We'll play that.
Yeah. That's like someone getting, like, every... Like, she part... The party planning perfection and then, like, literally that's what you would do when you see the lemonade. You're like...
Yeah.
Pink lemonade?
Oh, thank you. Oh, you know, I don't have a cup holder. Can I just give that? Pink lemonade. Nice. Nice touch. Shit. God damn it, that's good. Hmm.
You know, like, it eats you alive when it is.
Yeah.
It's someone you're mad at.
That, yeah, that, and,
you know,
I mean,
you hate them, but yet they bring you, like, this amazing, or, you know, you try their amazing thing.
Yeah. I go to a lot of parties sometimes, and I'll just be like, I can do this better.
Yes. Or you should have used.
Or like, oh, like, they took my idea.
Yeah.
Or
thrown
some shade.
They try to, like, play, like, they made it real, and then, like, you find out that, it like, they bought it somewhere, and I'm like, you bought this. You didn't make this. Don't make someone who makes everything.
Yeah.
And then you show up with your already made pie.
Heathens.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have time?
Oh,
wow.
Okay. I have time.
Yeah. Oh boy, we're throwing some lemon shade here.
I know, right?
And then let's.
Yeah,
oh,
I
love. It's not a food scene. I'm just looking at all my notes
yeah.
now. I love Annie watching Castaway. That's so funny.
Oh, Wilson. Yes. And then her mom comes over, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the mom that's in AA but never had a drink in her life anyway. She's just kind of doing it to meet people and hear the stories.
I mean, that's such a good play on another movie, too. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like using, inside a movie.
Yeah,
I
using the emotions of another movie to show her. Your own. Yeah,
I mean, this is just. He has no food there. That movie.
Yeah.
He does. Well, I mean, he does.
Yeah.
He catches it himself.
He does, yeah.
That would be cool.
That
like, that's when you know you've taken, like, food to another level, when you're like, I speared this fish.
Farm to table.
That's farm
sea to table.
That's true, yeah. That's truly farm to table.
Yeah, this is just, Bridesmaids is just an amazing comedy. I think I definitely appreciate it more now than probably when I first saw it.
I appreciate it more now, just like after like rewatching it for the more of the food side of things, but then also just think like talking it through. It's you know, and the little bits of information you gave.
Well, you know,
bra, no bra.
I am a human Snapple.
You know, I love it.
Well, moving on. This is where we pick a random famous food scene.
Mm-hmm.
You shall pick one of these pieces of paper and please read out what scene it is.
Oh, Alice in Wonderland. The little cake scene.
Ah, I think this is only the second we've done Be Our Guest. Oh no, and we did Lady and the Tramp.
Oh.
So this is
Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah. Disney has some good food scenes.
They do.
But, we'll play the little clip for you right now.
Read the directions, and directly you'll be directed in the right direction.
Drink me. Better look first, for if one drinks much from a bottle marked poison, it's almost certain to disagree with one sooner or later.
Beg your pardon?
I was just giving myself some good advice. But, tastes like a cherry tart, custard, pineapple, roast turkey, goodness! What did I do?
You almost went out like a candle.
But look, I'm just the right size.
Oh, no use. I forgot to tell you. I'm locked.
Oh, no.
But of course, you've got the key, so...
What key?
Now, don't tell me you left it up there.
Oh, dear. Whatever will I do?
Try the box, naturally.
Oh! Eat me. All right. But goodness knows what this will do. Whoa, 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 whoa! What did you say?
I said, a little of that went a long way.
Well, I don't think it's so funny. Now I should never get old.
Oh, come now. Crying won't help.
So that's the famous scene where she's growing in size.
Yeah, so she gets taller and taller and then smaller every time she eats one of these little petty four cakes.
Yeah.
I watched this, obviously, a very, very long time ago with my sister, and we, all over the years, throughout the years, one, we've always gone into bakeries and tried to find the same exact thing, because we wanted to eat them so bad. Like,
well, yeah, when looking this up, there were so many recipes.
Yeah, and now it's like, you know, with Pinterest and everything, you can find them.
Yeah.
But when we were first,
Disney,
you know,
Pinterest.
Yeah, exactly. We always loved it. So then we would bake at home, and we would find things that looked like those little cakes, and we would, like, act out the scene, like, eating it. We didn't get bigger or smaller, but, you know.
Were you into Disney growing up?
Yes.
I was a big
very Disney.
I wanted to be, like, an animator and do voices.
Oh.
Yeah, I could do really
voices
good
cool.
Cinderella mice growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to give it a try?
Oh, put it on this one.
No, kidding.
If I had a glass, no. Yeah, that's kind of, yeah.
You actually did that, like, wow.
You know.
I thought you were playing the movie.
Wow.
Yeah, Disney's Disney's got good.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your favorite Disney movie?
Little Mermaid.
That brought back like the era of
the
that...
fork is a dingle hopper.
Yeah. Buddy Hackett as Scuttle, I love. Like that whole
thing. Yeah. Okay. You could do voiceovers for sure.
Sometimes, you
know. I love that movie. Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Which is coming back out.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to Will Smith as the genie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been watching, like, that. You know, they release, like, some clips from the movie.
Yeah.
And I saw, like, the parade scene, and it just seems so bland.
Did it? I should watch them. You know what? Sonic, I saw a preview
like the,
of.
Like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, did you
and
see
how,
that
yeah.
that's coming? Yeah, they're remaking that or whatever?
Yeah. Well, it was the first live action.
Or the, yeah. And that, like, it's not something I would think I'd be into.
Yeah.
And I kind of watched it and was like, oh, I sort of want to see this.
Well, there was a huge fan outcry after the trailer, and they all hated
the
way... Yeah, the eyes, the muscles in his legs, and the teeth. That people. And actually, the director and producers were like, okay, we're going to fix that. So they're going back, and they're changing, like, all like the CGI for that. Like, at least those features.
I mean,
of
I wonder
character.
If... I guess it's a lot of work, I would imagine.
I would assume... Like, I'm sure there must be some technical shortcuts that you can do, but at the same time, it's still...
Good luck to that guy in that job who's must have been like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, hope he gets some a bonus or something. Yeah. But yeah, I always loved Peter Pan, Jungle Book.
Jungle Book, yes.
Music in Jungle Book is the best. It's like very jazzy.
Yeah, it's awesome. Jazz.
And Baloo is just always just the ultimate. He was like the original Lebowski.
Yeah.
Like
The There's a lot of good ones. I mean, yeah. I haven't seen any like new ones.
Always love Beauty and the Beast and that Lumiere, just that character.
The
candle. Yes.
The Met last week. I don't know. You probably didn't watch it. The Met Gala.
No, I didn't.
So Katy Perry like went.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah,
and
I saw.
She reminded me of that.
Yeah, she had a whole.
Character.
Those were.
I mean, she wasn't playing character.
Very. Those are some very intricate outfits that they wore.
Camp.
Yeah.
That's
camp?
What they called it.
Oh, okay.
Camp. You know. That's a whole other thing. there's a lot of good Disney movies.
A lot of good Disney movies. And we'll eventually get to a very, well, it's Disney Pixar, but a very foodie movie in Ratatouille. That's one of the best food movies.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
like...
I'm saving that for maybe like if I can like get like actual Patton Oswalt or Brad Bird, the director, someday. That would
you
be
know,
like the end all. That's like even...
You can't ruin it.
Yeah.
For that, you need to get to that.
Well, there was even a lot of with Annie, with the character of Annie in Bridesmaids, when making the cupcake, it reminded me a lot of. Have you seen the movie Chef?
Yes.
With, you know, Jon Favreau, and that's his like.
Actually, I didn't even think of that movie.
That's kind of, and the listeners are just probably rolling their eyes right now because I talk about it all the time. But that's like kind of like the end all. One of my favorite films of all time. It's just such a brilliant, like, light, just. Flavorful
it
movie
is.
Not to do it with the food, you know, puns and everything like that, but it reminded her making the cupcake reminded me a lot of when he's just kind of cooking for himself, or like when he's making the pasta for Scarlett Johansson in that movie. It's just very, you know, you just see the passion translating into their work, and I'm a very visual guy, and so obviously food goes, you know, into that.
I mean I'm the same. I see pictures of food and I'm like, I need to do that. I need to make that. I've been wanting to make these matcha lavender shortbread cookies.
Ooh.
And like, I can't tell you, every single night I go home and I'm like, should I do it tonight? But there's like steps to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like not just a cookie. Like, I whip up chocolate chip cookie. When I'm in the mood for a cookie, I'm like, oh, I'll make chocolate chip cookies. Like, no big deal. But this is like intense. Like, there's a lot of and I want them to be like pretty.
Yeah, you know, baking is something that I don't do a lot of. And I'm a big, like, one of my things that I always say, like, my dad doesn't cook at all, and he always like makes, you know, like jokes or whatever as far as, you know, his lack. I'm like, he's very bad eyesight, and so as far as I get it, as far as like, you know, like, you know, men grilling, like, you know, that kind of like, as far as like the coloring and that kind of stuff, you know, would be difficult for him. But like everything, like, I'm like, you know, everything else, like, if you're just like putting in the oven and it's gonna be ready when it's out, I'm like, it's very, you know, mathematical.
It is.
And so, like, sometimes, you know, you can screw it up and, like, an oven will cook a little differently than another. But, like, and baking is that way because you can't really...
It is. And that's why, like, It's funny because I really will cook anything, but for some reason I've had these cookies like for months on my mind.
Yeah.
But I just know that it needs to be like.
Well, it's daunting.
I bought all the. Like, they're special ingredients. I had to go online and get, you know, like.
Yes.
But.
Well, no, so it's mathematical, but it's so precise.
Yeah.
Versus like cooking, you can still be.
Which is why
like,
I don't do it.
Yeah.
Like I mean, I
baking
love it.
Is like classical.
Yes.
And then you know, cooking. Is a little bit of jazz.
And it's like your heart is in it. Like, I feel like you know, you can do a little bit. But jazz. I mean, that's perfect. That's the perfect.
Well, you know, I'm a master of analogy.
I mean, you know, jazz music's all over.
Yeah.
Just throw stuff in.
Exactly.
So.
Well, our last segment is called Gut Instincts. And so it's not, I say it's a speed run. It's in the sense of just whatever comes to mind first when I ask these questions.
Okay.
So are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, okay.
Let's do it.
Favorite fast food?
You know, this question.
Excuse me. It's coming in. You know. Hot take. It's a hot take.
I'm going to be really terrible with you right now. Because you're going to really put me in, like, your annoying category.
No.
Yeah.
Never would I.
So, all right. I don't really go to any fast food places ever.
Okay. Not even in...
In the spur of the moment. So
well, or, you know, when you're younger.
Do you want to know? Oh, when I was... Well,
I'm sorry. When you're a kid. I don't mean to...
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I know what you mean. No. Let's see. When I was younger, I don't even know. I was stupid then, too, because I, like, literally only ate fries from, like, you know, Burger King. And
Burger King?
Or McDonald's.
Those cardboard
whatever.
Fries?
Yeah, sorry. McDonald's. Whichever friends went to fast food place, I was like, I'll just get the fries. And they would all eat, like,
and you waited
chicken.
In the car.
I waited in the car. I was like, no.
Yeah.
I'll have a tomato off of your burger, kind of. So obnoxious. No, I did eat Taco Bell.
Okay, Taco
when I was
Bell.
Younger,
hey,
yeah.
Even fast food. Panera is a
yeah.
fast food.
Panera,
you know,
I could put Panera in there. I was going to say, like, one of those would be my, like, ideal. I like Au Bon Pain.
Ooh.
So that would be my, like... But you can, it's not like you can get that easily.
Yeah.
And I used to go to Wendy's and get the baked potato with the sour cream.
Oh, the loaded baked potato. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So.
I like that. For a while, Wendy's was like, I was definitely keeping track of, like, in the first like 20 episodes. Like, Wendy's was like an up there. Like,
I can't think of it, but I'll think of, there's a YouTube channel that does all of this. Like, compares, you would like it. It's a good food one.
Nice. Go-to alcoholic beverage.
All right. So it's Prosecco.
Okay, what kind of glass are we putting in? What kind of stomach?
Well, you know.
Yeah, yes.
It has to be like a nice... I mean,
a
I
nice
do
flute.
Do flute, yes. I just saw the stemless flutes, and I'm not really a big fan of those, but there was one that my friend had that were really thin, and I kind of like those, so...
Okay.
If it's like hard alcohol, I usually am vodka person. I do like that pretty simple with lime. Nothing crazy.
All right.
But...
Ooh.
I'm thinking about switching to tequila.
Wow.
My friend got me in it because I was like, I felt like tequila was always strong, but lately I've had it and it's been really good. The Dos Amigos one, I think the name of it. It's like a really nice bottle.
Yeah.
Green, like,
I think so.
White label.
I'm not a big tequila. Like, not that I don't like it.
No.
There's not really any alcohol that, like, I don't. Like, per se.
Yeah.
But
someone makes a good drink.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
Like,
that's the whole thing. Tequila, vodka, I mean, pretty much like all like the clear liquors.
I'm more the clear.
Yeah, well, do you watch Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
I love when Ron Swanson's like, clear alcohol is for rich white women, or whatever he's
so
like.
There
rich,
we know.
Rich women on diets, or something like that.
Wrong.
But I drink bourbon a lot.
Oh.
Give me a good bourbon on the rocks.
On the rocks.
On the rock.
On the rock.
The rock.
One rock.
As Sean Connery said, on the rock.
On the rock.
Yes. Okay. Favorite childhood snack?
Well, it's still, I mean.
It could be something.
Like
that.
Chocolate chip cookies forever.
Okay.
They're my favorite always. I'll never not love chocolate chip. Me and my sister used to love the Edmonds ones.
I was going to say, were we talking like still like
I mean,
homemade
I like homemade.
Or, okay, but
when
if
we were
it's
little,
store-bought or something.
Yeah, we
yeah,
were.
Yeah, Edmonds. So even back then, the higher end.
I know.
No chips at all. Just need to be.
They were always, soft.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's, yeah.
God.
I like, that's what I do like softer. Sometimes I like really crispy.
True.
I like
you have to do either. Yeah.
The extremes of the chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, we would eat
world.
That whole, it was like a box.
Yeah.
That whole box of them. Now I make them homemade, though. Like, that's it. Only homemade.
Okay.
I always keep chocolate chip cookie dough in the freezer so I can cut a few pieces off of it and put it in the toast oven to make cookies. Good.
Sweet or savory? Oh my God, I know.
God, are you asking like. And I'm like the worst because, you know, anytime someone sends you like favorites, I can't answer them because obviously, look at how I do. I'm like, this and this. Is that a favorite? Shoot. I don't know.
See, I always like.
It's
when
a hard one because.
I always have to think of like, you know, I'll think.
I love food.
What I would say. What's that?
I love food, you
food,
know?
Food, yeah.
So, like...
You have to kind of go
I feel like
food.
Savory is yeah. just it, because I'll get tired of sweet fast. But
yeah.
savory, I don't know if I'd ever get tired of it.
But I think I crave sweets more.
I do.
But I...
Want food.
But, yeah, I want... Yeah.
I'm the same. I actually... I could eat sweets all day long, you know, like... Pastries.
Sweets are great in, like, nibbles. And,
yes,
yeah.
but if I'm thinking about it, I
yeah.
don't want long-term.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, you know...
Like, the same weight in cake, I don't... want
no.
or no I'm sorry the same weight in like a steak
mignon,
I don't
yeah.
yeah I don't want in the weight of a sweet
absolutely not
yeah
can't so yes
or maybe I do
maybe just... maybe can't you drizzle like a little balsamic vinegar on it and then it gives you the sweet and savory
yeah.
and now you're
or just like a grape
coverable.
And a piece of cheese
yeah
yeah
so
both
mm-hmm.
okay favorite food city.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And we can go both domestic and international.
I know.
Like, if it's
okay.
To help.
So if I go and.
So let me just say. All right, there is a technical problem and we're entering back in. So.
And I'm saying, where is my favorite city?
Yeah, internet. Yeah.
I think international. Yeah. I think. Oh, we live in New Jersey, which is right next to New York, which
yeah.
has, like...
Yeah, New York, well, that's the whole thing, like, especially, like, the recent episodes where I've been interviewing, like, you know, some chefs in New York, and they're like, well, I'm like, okay, not New York, because New York is just, you know...
I know, I don't want it, and I don't even want to say that. I would say, to be honest with you, Rome, Italy,
yeah.
because, you know, you can go there and get, like, cacio pepe, and it's, like, the best cacio pepe, obviously, you've ever had in
yeah.
your life from Rome. And it's such a classic dish that you would think you can make so easily, because I've tried.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't come out the same. I don't know why it doesn't come out the same, but it doesn't come out. Me and my sister are like, no, it's not. it's not Rome's cacio pepe. So I'd say there. I mean, I've traveled a little bit, so... I try to find restaurants that are... I don't like to find, like, cliche restaurants. I like to find the ones that truly are the good ones.
Yeah, where the
know?
Locals go.
Yeah, that, know? Like, are it. You like, you need to try this dish here.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, exactly. That they... That's, like, their...
Specialty.
Yeah, specialty.
Yeah.
yeah,
so Rome, I would say.
So Rome.
Rome, Italy.
To Rome with love.
Yes. Yes.
Favorite cuisine?
You know...
If you don't say Italian, you'll be kicked out of your family.
I know.
But for yeah.
Like,
for,
the actual dish? Or... I mean, it is Italian. I will, no doubt, like, say Italian.
Okay.
Well,
then let's go with your second, because then that'll just be so...
Okay.
You know,
you're
yeah.
bored with it?
Yeah.
You're like,
I am.
Like, ugh,
I am.
Italian.
Italians.
So basic.
we got it. The Sopranos, we get it.
I love, like, a surf and turf.
Oh, wow. Surf and turf.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
If you did the whole, like, stranded on an island, you're never leaving ever again.
Yeah.
That's what it would be.
You'd be stranded with a cow and
yeah, like
a
yeah.
lobster.
No, but I don't want to do the...
Oh, you don't want to do...
No.
Yeah. Oh, you don't... Oh, okay. I see how it works.
Then I'll be like, oh, it's too much.
Yeah.
So, but a filet mignon and a lobster,
yeah.
I mean... Can you really go... I need the butter to dip, though.
The butter.
Yeah. I had a really good... I wish I could think of the name of it. I bought it at Whole Foods. It was a French butter.
Ooh.
It had salt pieces in it, like crystals of salt.
Wow. That sounds
I'll send you it.
I love shopping at Whole Foods.
Me too. Like, I literally am in there for
yeah.
hours just searching.
Yeah. We're getting one in Jersey City, finally.
I heard.
Yeah. It's going to be downtown. I live in the Heights, so
yeah,
it's like...
Yeah.
But it... but I usually, when like driving around, like I have to go on like Edgewater. So,
yes.
Like, you know,
Yeah. I used to drive, like I have one close to my house now, but I used to drive a good like 25 minutes to get to Whole Foods.
Yeah. They got really
sometimes
great.
They just have stuff that, you know, you can't.
Yeah, they've been really, I love getting salmon from there.
Mm-hmm. And they always have like wild, fresh.
Yes.
Not frozen.
It's really good.
Cod. It's good.
God.
A nice bronzino.
Yeah. Ooh. All right. Now we're getting back into Italian territory.
You flip it open.
I said no more Italian.
A little olive oil and lemon.
Some olives.
Actually, that's a really good recipe.
It's a really good recipe. I'm picking up what you're putting down. I'm smelling what you're cooking. Let's see. Where were we next? We're guilty pleasure food.
Ooh. That's going to be a sweet for sure.
Okay.
I love dark chocolate, and I love, like, it melty, and
yeah.
You can give me, like, a layered cake with all of the chocolate, and I will still, it's never, like, when people are like, oh, it's too much chocolate, I'm like, no.
Growing up, I was milk chocolate, and then one day, I had, like, dark, you know,
yeah,
I feel like
switches.
That was, yeah.
It does, because I was more
it's
milk.
Like when I became a man in the
yeah,
sense
like,
of the sweet world, it was, you know.
Now I know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like one
I mean,
switches to dark chocolate after their bar or bat mitzvah, maybe.
It's so true. And I like hazelnut flavor. So like if anything
ooh,
has
yeah.
like a hazelnut, you know, like
yeah.
a Nutella but not Nutella.
Okay.
I mean, I like Nutella.
Okay.
Not.
Are you hating on Nutella? No, what are you telling me? What is this?
But like sometimes you get it and it's like made, like they made the Nutella.
Yeah. That's good.
Bon Appetit does a thing on YouTube. They make everything gourmet.
Oh.
It's so cool.
Nice.
I'm like obsessed with watching it.
Favorite condiment?
Mustard?
Mustard.
I mean,
yellow, brown,
like
spicy?
A Dijon.
A Dijon, of course.
Champagne Dijon.
With my Prosecco.
Actually, yeah, there's I'm not going to know the name of it, but it has a little, like, it's a square jar of Dijon mustard, and he has, like, a beard on it.
Oh, like a twirly.
Sir something, it's called. It's so good.
Okay. So not Grey Poupon, but...
No.
Okay. just shooting it down. No.
I hope they don't.
What was the last thing you ate? What, you know.
Oh, this is not
this
fair.
Is not
yeah.
Fair? Right, okay.
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal. I haven't actually eaten anything today.
Okay, so I'm...
But my last thing that I ate is the most amazing thing ever.
What?
Yesterday I did an episode with Benjamin of Benjamin's Steakhouse.
Oh, I saw it.
And
I saw your.
He was just
Instagram.
Like afterward. He was like, "Well, we've been talking about porterhouses this whole time, so you need to have a porterhouse." So I had their porterhouse, their home fries, their creamless cream spinach.
Creamless cream spinach.
Yeah. So I forget.
Was
he,
it good?
That was
amazing.
The best meal I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah. And then a nice glass of Cabernet that they just kept filling up.
That's
and
not
up.
Even fair. How am I going to go with, like,
oatmeal?
Boring... my meal last night would have been... I should have not eaten today.
What? That's a lesson learned to anyone that wants to be a future guest.
Do not eat
the episode,
your breakfast.
Yeah, make
so
sure
you can
your last episode
your
is...
dinner,
yeah, exactly.
If you do it early.
Yeah.
Yeah, my meal last night was so...
What was it? You can...
I made
right
a
now.
Homemade potato corn chowder soup.
Oh, yeah, you said,
yeah. And biscuits.
That I did not get to
that
have.
That I didn't bring here.
Yeah.
And
with the French
I was
going to
make, yes.
Oh, okay, I was just
yes!
throwing them in there for good measure.
No, it was. Oh, and it melted on the biscuit. They were so good. But I will say, biscuits aren't good the next day as much.
No, they're, yeah.
Because, you
biscuits
know, like,
are best out of the
they're
oven.
They're hot
yeah.
out of the oven,
yeah.
you know. So that would have been my meal if I didn't have oatmeal with berries this morning.
For some reason I want crab in that meal somewhere.
Hmm.
Because like, I hear chowder and I hear the corn.
Could it go in the soup,
maybe?
Maybe. I had to try it now. That would be nice. That would be a nice touch.
You're welcome.
It needs the protein.
It does need the protein. What would be your last meal?
I don't know. Maybe the filet mignon.
Yeah.
I feel like it's nice. Simple.
Uh-huh.
Put some bacon on it.
Whoa, yeah, it is your last meal.
If we're really
going to
do it. Bread. So my family jokes like how much... I love bread and lemons. Not
okay.
together always,
okay, yeah.
but just those are my two like favorite items.
Yeah.
And butter. So somehow, no matter what, they're always like in my vicinity.
Yeah.
So I feel like that has to be part of my last meal. Like I need a nice solid couple rolls.
Oh yeah, hot. I love it. Like yeah, a buttered roll, and then after a salad, dipping it into like whatever.
So good in the dressing. Yes, and a steak, probably a steak, yeah, or lobster. Steak. I mean, I don't, you know.
And for dessert.
Chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake.
Okay. It has to be the layered one.
Yeah.
You know, like the it, I need to see it big stacked.
A good chocolate seven layer.
Yes, exactly. That would be. Okay. I would.
Now
be
I know what to get you when you have your last.
Yeah.
Meal.
Well, like. Hopefully, not.
Do you prefer to? And this might be a difficult question. Sometimes okay. I'm like, oh, this is gonna go. I know exactly which way it's gonna go. Do you prefer to dine in or dine out?
Yeah, that is a hard one for me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because you love to cook.
I do, and you know, there's, yeah, it's so tricky. I like to dine out only because of like the experience. Well, if it's a place that you know, but the experience. There's something about going out and usually trying something you haven't made, or it's a variation of what you're used to, but they do it in such a way that you're like, oh, this is amazing. But I will say, majority of the time, anything I have out, I'm like, I gotta try to make this.
Well, yes, that is a big thing. I go someplace, I have something, I'm like, I'm gonna try to make that.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, you just want to.
But at the same time, that, you know, then when you make it at home, you're gonna be, you know, if you go out, you don't have to smell the onions.
That's the thing, you don't need the vinegar on the side.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to worry about putting vinegar on your stovetop or whatever.
Get the smell out of here. Yeah, there's just some, like...
Straight-up vinegar or red wine vinegar?
So it was white vinegar for
white
that.
White vinegar, okay.
I don't have white vinegar, so I would probably just try red, because...
Yeah.
It's vinegar, right?
Yeah.
Maybe? I don't know.
What's your spirit food? Ooh. What food you're like, you know, symbiotic?
Lemons. Isn't that weird? Because they're sweet and sour. People don't know the sweet side of them.
That's true.
But, like, I am
so the pink lemonade.
Yes.
Fuck,
see,
that's good.
See how we bring it back unintentionally, but perfect.
Yes.
Yeah, because a lemon you can do so much with.
Yeah.
It's like such
when life gives you
lemons, which is what I do.
Yeah.
I love them just to have.
Yeah.
But I feel like it also is like very similar to me because I'm, you know, this bright yellow color, and like, you know, for my career and everything that I do is like very sparkly and out there, but then like the inside sometimes can be like, you never know, you know, or like feisty. I have a little of that to me. I'm a Taurus, so
you add it to make things better.
Yeah, there's so many different,
like, who wants just a glass of water?
Right.
Glass of water with lemon,
you know. So I know
business,
it's a little
odd, but, I like
know.
It that's a great answer.
It works.
You go to the movies. You having a snack? If so, what are
popcorn.
Buttered popcorn.
I love it.
Yeah.
So good. Could eat that whole thing. The worst is eating it before the movie starts.
Yeah.
So you're just like, but how do you not?
Yeah, well, that's the tough, especially
like,
with like the 20 minutes of previews before the movie now.
But definitely. But then I want something sweet.
Yeah, that's like the whole, like, you got to kind of have like the...
Chocolate covered raisins?
Yeah, Raisinets.
AKA
Raisinets.
I like whole
Raisinets is a sponsor of Foodie Films, so we have to...
Got it. Yeah, Raisinets are excellent. They're very the big box.
I love, like, that was, like, one of my favorite... I did, like, a Halloween episode, and I was... And I have a guest, and I was talking... Remember the Garfield Halloween special? And so I was talking about that just because that was, like... I loved it, but also scared me shitless as a kid.
Yeah, it's a little...
Just, like, the ghosts and stuff. But I was talking about, like, oh, like, you know, Halloween and trick-or-treating and candy. And then, like, my mom, like, messaged me. She's like, you didn't say Raisinets. She's like, as a kid, you always wanted Raisinets. I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, it just, I really don't eat. Like, I do, like, I remember Kit Kats, like, you know, like, loving Kit Kats. But, yeah. But
at the Sour Patch Kids?
Sour Patch Kids. Yeah, I was definitely always more chocolatey candy.
Yeah,
than
me too. My sister always
candy.
Did that, so I kind of, that was there, available.
I like,
we were eating.
As far as, very specific movie, I always like Snow Caps.
Oh, those are so movie candy.
Or,
does anybody even eat those outside of the movie theater?
No, I don't know.
I mean,
they don't.
No, they don't even
it's
exist.
It's illegal.
Yeah, they
actually.
Don't. They don't sell them outside.
Or like Junior Mints. But you
no,
can't, like,
you can't have too many of those.
No, you can't. But also at the same time, while like I don't have them outside of movie theaters, the best is to put them in the freezer like other can't, you know.
Like Snickers?
Yeah, or
frozen.
Peanut butter cups.
Oh, that's good.
The minis?
Yeah.
You just pop those back like...
have no idea. Yeah. Gone.
Gone. Well, the last question. Okay. This is a really easy one.
Yeah.
What's the greatest lesson you've learned in food?
To put...
That was me being sarcastic as far as it being an easy question. But maybe you have an answer.
No, yeah. It's not. I mean, I don't want to be all, like, stupid and, like, sappy, but, like, I feel like it's not a thing that you try to do. It's something that you have to just allow to, like, flow,
mm-hmm.
you know? No yeah. matter what you're... Whether you're literally making a bowl of cereal and you're just, like... you know, the ratio to milk to cereal, don't worry about. It's the same thing as, like, you know, making the perfect chicken frances or something. You know, okay. like, you yeah. can't get yourself too worked up in it. You just got to flow with it, and it's going to come out good. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I tell everyone. I'm like, don't get too crazy about it, and it'll come out good.
That's a good one. So. And that's, you know, just because you didn't get it right the first time.
Yeah.
Just like,
if
know.
I told, if anybody knew how many times I threw stuff out.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah,
know?
That's, you know, it's always tough when it comes to food, because then you're just like, well, I just
pictures.
Bought that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, yeah, but it takes
some time. I've made cakes. I just made focaccia the other day, literally the first time I got it right after a million tries.
Yeah.
Just, it wasn't working.
Yeah.
You know?
Or sometimes you're really good at something, and one time it just
oh,
doesn't.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So many, that's happened too. And I'm like, really?
Like, pasta is obviously very temperamental.
It is.
So,
yeah. yeah. But you can't get worked up. You just got to do it again.
Yeah. Well, this has been an absolute pleasure. I can't thank you enough for coming on.
Thank
and
you.
Obviously, thank you, Mike and Denise, for, you know, via butterfly effect making this happen.
Totally.
And please right now tell the listeners where they can find you via social media and all that good stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
Okay. I know. Thank you for having me. This has been so much fun.
Yeah.
I could do this all day. It's really fun to talk about. I'm on... all social media. I'm pretty much the same across the board as for my my regular one at Dawn Del Russo.
Mm-hmm.
DawnDelRusso.
You're Italian.
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
Polish.
No. I just bought the name.
Yes.
and so like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. I have a YouTube channel too.
Yes.
So I have Dawn Del Russo on my YouTube channel. My website is Dawn Del Russo, and my cooking, if you really want to see the food stuff, it's at La Dolce Cuoco.
Spell that, please.
Okay, LADOLCECOUCO.
There you go. And definitely check that one out, because everything looks delicious.
Yay, I love that one. So.
Well, thank you again. And we have kind of a little catchphrase that we end every episode with. And as an Italian, you'll appreciate this. This comes from my Italian grandmother. Whenever she cooks something, she always says that there's more to, you know, the plate's getting a little bare. Don't worry, there's more to cut.
Oh, I like it.
And so that's, if you could please remind the foodie fans that there's more to cut.
There is more to cut.
Indeed there is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy, and I feel like I'm loving you.